Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Scriptures teach, and human experience confirms, that God made us with certain needs, both physical, emotional, and spiritual. God also provided by His infinite grace for the fulfillment of all those legitimate needs. When we get hungry, there are fruits, vegetables, and other foods to meet our needs. When we get thirsty, we have an abundance of water, at least in the United States, to quench our thirst. We need shelters from storms, which sometimes rage throughout our country. God gave us materials to construct houses, and He gave us the intelligence to do it. God made us sexual beings, as the Bible so clearly teaches. He has forbidden us to fulfill our sexual longings in certain ways because these would be destructive. God clearly forbids premarital sex, not because He wants to take the joy from our lives, but because He wants us to find the greatest joy and fulfillment in a legitimate marriage relationship. God also strongly condemns all homosexual relationships. The Old Testament referred to homosexuality as an abomination. Leviticus 18:22. The New Testament calls homosexuality a sin against nature. Romans 1:26 and 27. And also says that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6:9 through 11. All of this stresses the importance of marriage in the family. God has arranged for married partners to engage in sexual intimacy in marriage. King Solomon said to married men, "Drink waters from your own cistern, and running waters from your own well. Should your springs be scattered abroad, and streams of water in the streets, let them be only your own, and not strangers with you. Let your fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of your youth. Let her be as a loving hind and pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished with her love." Proverbs 5:15-19. The Song of Solomon is a beautiful love story between a man and his wife. Is it not tragic that most of the beautiful love stories on television and in the movies are between unmarried people? Very seldom do television and the movies ever show a loving relationship between two married people. No passage in all of God's Word, either in the Old Testament or in the New, teaches the truth I am emphasizing today more plainly than 1 Corinthians 7:1-5. Will you please listen carefully to what God says about sex and the marriage relationship? Paul writes, "Now concerning the things whereof you wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman." 1 Corinthians 7:1. Paul was not denigrating marriage, but teaching that in some instances it is good for a man not to marry. Nevertheless, to avoid sexual immorality, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. 1 Corinthians 7:2. If a person, whether male or female, chooses to remain single, that person needs to understand just how strong sexual temptations can be for some people. Paul later says, "But if they cannot control themselves, it is better to marry than to burn." 1 Corinthians 7:9. Now listen very carefully. "Let the husband render unto his wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband." The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. "And likewise also the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do not defraud one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your lack of self-control." 1 Corinthians 7:3-5. My friends, this is healthy teaching from God's holy word. Thank you for listening today, and may God continue to bless you.